If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So I mentioned a couple of times this week, I've been having trouble getting to sleep reading about artificial intelligence. Jon Stewart did a big, long section on The Daily Show the other night that was pretty hilarious and pretty interesting, including this.
I mean, listen, I'm sure AI is good, but, like, fire good? How so?
They can help us solve very hard scientific problems that humans are not capable of solving themselves.
Addressing climate change will not be particularly difficult for a system like that.
The potential for AI to help scientists cure, prevent, and manage all diseases in this century.
I completely trust you. And your enormously wide eyes and very human cadence.
His main point there was a lot of the people that run these big giant companies talking about all the wonderful things it's going to do for us. And then when they're further questioned, they get into some of the particulars that are going to be devastating to the human race. And, you know, I'm not sure it's going to make that much difference if it's better at coming up with a medicine right away. For instance, this article in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend, they hired this guy. He's a chess master. He's a neuroscientist. He lives in London, and he's working on Google's AI to try to make it the best in the world. And he said his goal, he said, I want to make something very clear. My goal is to make an AGI, that's artificial general intelligence, look for the G in this. The G is the key. But AGI, which can accomplish any human task. That's what Google's trying to do right now. Come up with an AI that can accomplish any human task.
Rendering humans obsolete, obviously.
And the CEO of Google, I can't pronounce his name correctly all the time, he said that AI is going to be more profound to human beings than the invention of fire or electricity. Now, if that's even half true, holy crappings. If it's completely true, forget it. So I talked to a friend of mine who is happens to live in that world of the very top AI people. And I said, what do you think of that? He said, oh, yeah, absolutely. Not sure about fire, but definitely electricity. What?
Wow.
How do you prepare for that world? AI can accomplish any human task. And that's what... So Jon Stewart on The Daily Show, he has a different remedy for this. Like, he wants to shut down it ever happening. If we had done
good
that...
luck.
If we had done that with previous technologies where people were screaming, this is going to render humans obsolete or millions of people lose their jobs, it would have been a terrible idea.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been a terrible idea, obviously. But this one is different. I don't believe any argument you make. Well, there will be new jobs come out of this that will offset the old jobs. Nah, if it renders any human activity obsolete, that doesn't make sense.
Right. I think the impact is different, but the analysis is probably the same. If we don't get hold of this, our enemies will. The evildoers will.
Yeah.
Just like nuclear power or gene splicing or, you know, a dozen other examples you can probably come up with.
Well, and if we don't allow Microsoft or Google or whoever to put it together in the United States, they'll go to Europe and do it. Or wherever they got to go, they're going to do it. Because there is so much money. Maybe all of the money is on the line on who comes up with the biggest, baddest one first.
It's funny, but as a man well into my 50s, I used to react to this sort of thing as a young man with horror. Oh, my God. How's that going to work out? Now I think, yeah, that's interesting.
No, I'm
human
reacting.
Being stamped out. I'll be damned.
I'm reacting with horror because I'm trying to figure out. I can't even imagine the world my kids are heading out into.
Yeah, I just try not to worry about things I can't do anything about. I'm really working on that in my personal life.
Yeah.
And this is squarely in that realm. I mean, other than like stockpiling gold and weaponry and freeze-dried foods or freeze-dried weapons and fresh bullets, I don't know.
Are you preparing your kids for the AI generation? Lots of guns, lots of bullets. Got a lot of canned tuna.
I don't know. I fear for them and their future, but again,
I'm just trying
to do anything.
Well, I'm just trying to take in as much information as I can so I have some idea what the hell's going on and when it's going to happen.
I I'm not arguing with you. I'm speaking from the heart here. That if I read and grasped all of the great thinkers on AI, absorbed it thoroughly, added to it my own insights, 2 seconds later, it's all out of date.
Right. So one thing that I did like that Jon Stewart as a liberal, he wasn't buying, because there's a bunch of quotes in there from the various CEOs of these companies about how it will free up people from the drudgery of life in a way that has never happened before to pursue the arts and blah, 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 blah. And Jon Stewart was mocking that as first of all, how am I going to eat? Secondly, you know, what kind of life is that? I appreciate that. I hope more of society agrees with that. I think it's insane to think that if you take away people's jobs, they're just going to pursue the arts and be okay. That is not the way human beings are built.
No, you will see drug overdose deaths in the millions, not the hundreds of thousands.
Talk to every human being that's ever retired about what a shock that is to your entire psyche of what you are and who you are and why you get up every day. They're not
head to an Indian reservation and talk to folks who are dependent on government money.
Yeah. People don't just immediately decide, you know what, I'll practice a piano every day and feel completely fulfilled as a human being practicing the piano. No, you won't.
Yeah.
Highly disturbing.
All right, new show policy. If Mr. Armstrong ever behind the scenes says, we'll talk about AI for a minute or two, then move on, we say, no, won't.
Right.
No, you won't.
We need a special AI gong. We actually do.
Or it ought to be some sort of digital noise.
We used to
the AI gong. All right,
it's the AI gong. But
it's enough. Jack's apocalyptic AI is going to eat us all talk.
How is that sentence not reverberating more? The guy who's got the most money pursuing it the hardest says it's going to be a bigger transformation than fire or electricity. Holy, I want to drop an S-bomb just for emphasis.
Well, and I would say that whatever hand grasps that incredible power will use it for evil, because that's what human beings do.
Right.
Anyway, certainly for control. Let's see. Boy, there's plenty of gloom there and a fair amount of doom. The stuff I was going to do is of a slightly similar favor. Oh, you know what? It's worth mentioning this. Business schools are going all in on AI. The Wall Street Journal is talking about various Wharton, all your big grad schools, are assigning students the task of automating away part of their jobs. They're telling their students, expect to feel insecure about your own capabilities once you understand what AI can do. Learn AI, use AI, understand it's coming for your job and your capabilities, and you've got to be able to adjust because it's inevitable.
Adjust to what? Sitting around the house?
Perpetuated it.
Sitting around the house reading poetry? Adjust to what? Nobody's going to have a job.
Well, according to this one guy, who again, and the crazy part of this is you might be the world's greatest, best-informed AI expert, and 2 seconds later, you know nothing because it's gone in a direction nobody anticipated, but this guy uses ChatGPT to prep presentations to alums and professors, visited campus and told students they would not lose jobs to AI, but rather to professionals who are more skilled in deploying AI.
Yeah, all right.
He's wrong.
Right. I talked about on the podcast yesterday how I saw this robot woman at the Sphere in Las Vegas standing there, kind of hot, robot woman with the full facial expressions. If you've ever seen those videos, disturbing facial expressions, like way too human, and just talking with the crowd and answering questions and everything like that. And I thought this is going to be so much better, like by June. And how will that not be every teacher, every CEO, every everything, really?
Speaking of colleges, campus madness coming up later this hour. Hour three, we're talking to the great Riley Gaines, who's fighting to keep men out of women's sports. That's right. Have you heard about this? There are some really troubled people who want to let men compete in girls' sports just because they call themselves a girl. Can you imagine that? Anyway, we're going to help her get the word out about that, so stay with us.
Yeah, I want to get to this New York Times opinion piece. The problem with saying sex assigned at birth, and man, there's a whole bunch of interesting stuff in that whole deal.
It's not assigned, it's observed. Please. ABC 123. Scoop of vanilla, scoop of chocolate. Don't waste my time. Anyway, have you heard about how messed up college admissions are right now?
I've just barely heard the headline. What are they talking about?
I'll give you a quick report after the commercial break.
Okay. Something else to worry about?
Not really. What's, just endure
what,
it.
What do we got coming up that's just like comforting and uplifting and optimistic and make you think the gray skies are going to clear up?
Put not on a happy single face. Damn thing, Buttercup. Wake up. All right?
All right. Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Issues with the federal government's new financial aid form, FAFSA, keep mounting. According to a recent survey of college officials, 67% don't think their school can process financial aid in the next few weeks. The new financial aid form mandated by Congress expanded eligibility and streamlined questions from 103 to about 20. But there was a late rollout and lots of glitches. Facing delays, dozens of colleges have pushed back the May 1st enrollment deadline. The DOE has also made multiple changes, including adding department employees to deal with the issues and loosening requirements for schools.
That was a very lovely yet dry report. The whole college application thing is completely screwed up this year and has become a nightmare for millions of families. There's your headline.
Glad I'm not dealing with that.
Yeah, I remember the old FAFSA form that we had to deal with multiple times. I mean, I did like this giant 30-page senior project when I was in college. The FAFSA application was triple the effort of that. I mean, it was just, it was horrific.
I don't like hearing this.
Well, the good news is they've streamlined it, but the bad news is this. Congress, in its infinite wisdom, jammed through a FAFSA redesign in December 2020 as part of that gigantic omnibus spending bill, you may remember. The new FAFSA was supposed to be simpler, but now, quoting the Wall Street Journal, myriad government snafus have caused headaches for colleges, parents, and students. This is another unforced error that will likely cause more processing delays for students, according to the National Association of Student Financial Aid Administrators, blah, blah, blah. FAFSA usually becomes available in early October. Then you get to work on it. But the Education Department didn't launch the new form until late December. Even then, most parents and students couldn't access the form for weeks owing to technical hiccups. The nonprofit National College Attainment Network began crowdsourcing solutions, etc. Error messages can happen at various places and be random, the outfit reports. We recommend trying different browsers, clearing your cache, logging in and out of the system several times, or deleting the form and starting over. Godspeed. And none of that stuff's guaranteed to work.
And this is all because it's a poorly run government thing? Is that what's the main crux?
Yeah, essentially. Magnifying the mayhem, the department in January said it had not adjusted certain calculations for inflation as required by Congress, though NAFSA had flagged this oversight last autumn. They just didn't get around to it for 6 months. As a result, it wouldn't begin releasing student information to colleges until March, close to when students typically receive admissions and aid offers and commit. Now comes another screw-up. The department revealed a couple of days ago it had not included, quote, all data fields needed to correctly calculate student aid index for dependent students who reported assets, resulting in inaccurate information sent to the colleges that have gotten any information at all.
God, I'm glad I'm not dealing with that.
Messed up. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But luckily, college is incredibly overpriced. Do we have time for a Campus Madness update? I think we do.
Okay.
I can't remember. Do we have music for this mic?
Yes, we do.
There's a twist at the end of this story, by the way.
Oh, is that?
That's pretty good. Campus Madness.
All right.
What is that? That's a woman going mad on campus.
Okay.
Listen to the music. Listen to the screaming. Gotta explain everything to him. So there's this University of Texas at Austin professor who's an anti-DEI guy. He sounds like me or Chris Rufo or a bunch of people talking about how it's neo-Marxism, it's discriminatory, it's racist, it's not what it claims to be, it's a waste of money and all sorts of stuff. And he's been an activist on this. And so the university is trying to punish him, take away grants. They can't fire him because he's tenured, but they're trying to ruin his life and make him persona non grata. And so he's suing the university. And it's a hell of a battle, and we certainly wish him luck. Wait a minute. Oh, golly, this is funny. The university has had to respond to the new Texas laws and has fired dozens of employees who work in their DEI programs to comply with the new state law. University of Texas at Austin President Jay Hartzell announced Tuesday the school's division of campus and community engagement is being dissolved and its programs and funding transferred to other divisions. So that's great. That is good. End all DEI programs wherever they exist, academia, corporate, whatever. Where is this? UT Austin's sprawling DEI bureaucracy, which they are starting to dismantle, costs $13 million a year.
Wow.
In salaries alone.
Wow. And none of this existed like a blink of an eye ago and was fine.
And they invest another $3 million to support recruitment and hiring of faculty contributing to diversity, equity, and inclusion. So easily $15, $16, $17 million a year. Why is tuition so high? I just can't figure it out. A couple other related stories. The UCLA Medical School recently scheduled a lecture focused on the role whiteness played in driving the opioid crisis. The title was Beyond Magic Bullets, Whiteness as a Structural Driver of the Opioid Crisis.
There you go.
Yeah, taught by some woke, neo-Marxist, racist woman doctor, teacher. Well, 2 days before this thing was supposed to start, they changed the name and changed it to you've got to be there in person. You can't watch it online, trying to hide what's going on, I guess. This person is a trained psychiatrist and anthropologist and authored the book Whiteout, How Racial Capitalism Changed the Color of Opioids in America.
Right. Or some such whatever nonsense. That means.
God, you've got to sweep these people and their sick philosophy out of America as quickly as possible.
So President Biden talked to the leader of China on the phone yesterday. We got that for you. We've got a sleeping hack that will change your life. No, it won't. Also to get to, do want to talk about that post that Trump put out over the weekend of or whatever, the way it came down, the Biden hogtied in the back of a truck. Have you been following this story?
Oh, that sounds like more violence. He's advocating violence, yeah. Threatening violence.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A couple of different little newsy things to hit on for you. First of all, isn't this a saying? I think this is a saying. Crazy people don't know they're crazy. If you think you're going crazy, you're probably not, right? Because crazy people don't know they're crazy.
Something so like
if
that,
if you're worried you're going crazy, you're probably not.
Yeah, or there's certainly hope.
Okay. Lately, I've been feeling like I'm going crazy, but I think, if you think you're going crazy, you're not. If you're actually crazy, you don't even know you're crazy.
Well, how crazy? And in what way? Do you want to, chase after squirrels? And
I haven't found myself wanting to do that.
Grab them by the tail and then eat them alive? Or, how crazy?
I'm just overly concerned about the state of the world.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's just neurotic?
Yeah, it could be. It could be a hazard of the profession, I suppose.
Yeah. Our job, focusing on all the news every day and then, raising the kids and then put them together. Just worried. I don't know. Or I need more calcium in my diet or something. Who knows? Anyway, so the president was on the phone with the president of China. I'll never understand why we call these people by a term as if they were actually elected. But anyway, she and Biden met yesterday, had the phone call go. This is John Kirby telling us.
Over the course of about an hour and 45 minutes, the two leaders held a candid and constructive discussion on a range of bilateral, regional, and global issues, including areas of cooperation and areas of differences, including counter-narcotics, cooperation, ongoing military-to-military communications, talks to address artificial intelligence-related risks, and continuing efforts on climate change and people-to-people exchanges.
Yeah, John Kirby said the conversation was candid and constructive for whatever it was, an hour and a half. They hadn't talked since they were out here in California. Remember that? Mm-hmm. And they talked about a variety of things, AI, climate change, fentanyl production. Is there any chance whatsoever The President Xi isn't on the other end of the phone doing that thing with your hand where it's like he's looking at his friends like, listen to him talk.
Exactly.
I don't believe any of these conversations do anything whatsoever. Why do we even pretend? Do you think China gives a crap what we think about climate change or the fentanyl problem or anything like that? Unless you can threaten them, unless you've got a, if you don't stop sending the ingredients for fentanyl to Mexico, we're going to blank. That's the only way you can move the needle. You can't just, and we need you to do this, and I want you to emphasize this. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I picture Winnie the Pooh Jinping sitting there at his desk signing death certificates for political dissidents. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, we can look into that. Yep. We can. All right. Yeah, I'm glad you said something. Yeah, we can work on that. Okay, sure. He's just going about his daily activity.
That reminds me, having had this experience a few times, if you think when you're on a phone call with somebody that the other person can't tell when you've started scrolling through your phone, you're wrong. Please.
You're wrong
if you think they can't tell.
You are not getting away with it. No, you haven't gotten away with it.
No, you are not. Long pauses after you say something. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, you're scrolling on the phone. I guess this conversation's over. Yeah. So that's what President Xi is probably doing while Biden's talking to him. But I wanted to push back against Fox and Friends as I watched them this morning, and they were making a really big deal over the fact that Joe Biden didn't bring up anything about the number of Chinese nationals crossing our border. And it is a record number of Chinese nationals crossing our border, but isn't that on us? What, you ask China not to let them come or something? How about we secure our border and then they can't get in?
Yeah, what are you going to say? You're a dictator. You won't let people leave unless you want them to. Cut it out. Yeah, that's just pathetic. That's sad. You know, I hadn't thought of that Xi Jinping meeting in November for a long time, but that was the one where they actually cleaned up the streets of San Francisco and got the bums and junkies out of the way. And then when he hit town, streets were lined for blocks with people waving the flags of the Communist Chinese Party. And gosh, I wonder where their loyalties lay. Yeah, they've come to America to make money, but are they Americans? Are they patriots? Have they chosen sides and chosen our side? I don't think so.
And remember after that meeting, there was all kinds of crap being spewn about deliverables that happened. Are going to reopen the lines of communication. Didn't happen. And a number of other things. It just didn't happen. So what's the point? Right. Don't you whiz on my leg and tell me it's raining. You're standing right there whizzing on my leg. Come on, I can see it.
I think it's
disgusting,
just
for one thing.
Well, in a crime, I think. But no, it's keeping your enemies closer.
Hey, that reminds me. So we were in the park yesterday, and they'd put up, walking the dog through the park, and they'd put up a new light pole. And Henry said, hey, they replaced the light pole. And I said, you know why they have to do that? And he said, because the dogs pee on it? I said, yeah, because the dogs pee on it. And so everybody walks their dogs around and pees on the bottom. Their dogs pee on the bottom of these light poles, which eats away at the metal. And over time, I mean, because the other light poles that haven't been replaced all got holes in the metal around the bottom. And so they don't have the light pole fall over and kill somebody in the park and get sued. Mm-hmm. And probably just to be nice, you put up a new light pole. But how have we not, in the year 2024, come up with some sort of paint or metal or something that can resist urine? Remember in San Francisco, as you were mentioning, they were having a problem with light poles falling over because human beings were peeing on them, along with dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I just think the kids who grow up dreaming of, I don't know, reaching Mars or curing cancer are busy with that stuff. And the whole light poles getting peed on thing just doesn't get the attention it deserves.
Well, just as a taxpayer from a cost-effective standpoint, the fact that we walk our dogs around and destroy all the light poles and have to replace them every couple of years seems kind of nuts.
Boy, did my dog miss his calling, Baxter. He should have been a drug-sniffing dog or a bomb-sniffing dog or something like that. He sniffs endlessly. It's all he wants to do when we take walks is sniff and sniff and sniff. One of our friends said to us, it's their Facebook when they pee and mark and stuff like that. It's dog Facebook. I'm like, so you can pee? Spent a week in Tahiti, and it was amazing. Or whatever dogs want to tell each other.
And one more thing. This is about the economy. I was looking at this opinion piece in the New York Times today, and I'm confused that the elite haven't figured this out. This opinion piece is, it may be in your head after all. about the economy. What's wrong with a little positivity? And they go through all of the great things that are going on with the U.S. economy, with all the stock indexes hitting records, the unemployment rate, and all these different sorts of things. And it's in your head, and how people just have a bad feeling, and we need to get over this and that sort of thing. I don't understand how the New York Times crowd or the Biden administration, whatever, doesn't understand that it's just flat inflation. It's just flat how much things cost compared to what they did a couple of years ago.
And nothing else matters.
The stock market could double tomorrow. It's not going to change the fact that if you took your kids to the diner, you're shocked when you get the bill. And I don't know how long that's going to last psychologically. No idea. But it isn't over yet. So it's in our head. Yes. Yes. A lot of inflation is an emotional reaction. And it is in our head, but come on, you really don't get it?
Well, if you're going to go down that road, everything's in our head because that's where our brain is. That's where we process information and turn it into thoughts. Anyway, more on that to come. Really interesting information on that topic after word from our friends at HelloFresh. Speaking of saving money, you can enjoy the taste of the spring season with flavorful recipes featuring freshly picked ingredients delivered right to your doorstep. There's no grocery store trip required, all thanks to HelloFresh.
Yeah, speaking of inflation and costs and all that sort of stuff, it's actually cheaper than shopping at the grocery store. It's sure a heck of a lot easier. When you join HelloFresh today, you'll get free dessert for life. How do you like that deal? Little ooey lava cake, decadent cheesecake, more mouth-watering treats on repeat every single week.
And you've got dozens and dozens of recipes to pick from every month, and you customize it to you. How many times do you want it a week? How many meals? What sort of meals? Are your kids picky? They got stuff for that. It's really fantastic. Sign up for HelloFresh right now. Get free dessert for life at HelloFresh.com/Armstrong Sweet. That's one free dessert item in every HelloFresh box with an active subscription just by going to HelloFresh.com/Armstrong Sweet. One more time, HelloFresh.com/Armstrong Sweet.
But I saw even the latest numbers from polling. It's still extraordinary. The vast majority of Americans think the economy is bad. And a majority of Americans think they were better off 4 years ago than they are now. So you can talk about stock market records and unemployment rates and a whole bunch of stuff all you want. But it just nothing feels like inflation hits you. The grocery bill.
Yeah, I think that absolutely stinks, that opinion piece or whatever it is, of A, being somebody among the elite, B, being somebody reasonably wealthy who hasn't felt inflation like working people do, paycheck to paycheck people especially. And as to the notion of inflation, the reaction to inflation being emotional or entirely emotional, I don't buy that at all. I mean, except on a strictly neurological level, because a year, 2 years ago, you had a job, you got pay, and it allowed you to buy certain things and do certain things. Now you have that same job, you might even have more pay, and you can buy fewer things, and you can do fewer things. That's not panicking because bacon is 50 cents more. That's a lifestyle change. Kids, we can't go to Disneyland this year. Or we got to keep the car for another year. Or I'm not sure we can make our house payment. That's again, nothing. If you are under that sort of financial pressure, nothing else matters.
And one more political note that I wanted to get to. Great text. So this is on the kerfluffle over the weekend over Trans Visibility Day. Happening
day
on Easter?
Day of Trans Visibility.
Happy Trans Day of Visibility.
One of 198 different gay, trans, bi, gender fluid days we're supposed to observe.
Got this text. Just returned from Cabo, that's in Mexico, in case you don't know, and had no idea how big Easter is in Mexico. Almost 2 weeks of family gatherings and festivals, parades, church services, and the Dems can't figure out why the Hispanic vote is going the wrong way. Remember when marketing pros tried to figure out the biggest audience for their product? It's the Bud Light fiasco all over again. Getting Dylan Mulvaney. Stereotypes are often based on some truths, like to Mexican families, church are very important. That's not a stereotype. I mean, it's pretty easily known. Mexico is very Catholic, and they care about it, and they take it seriously. And it's the most important Christian holiday of the year. So, yeah. All of this stuff that's anti-family, anti-church is not landing well with that crowd. By the way, the Biden administration did not put out their Happy Trans Visibility Day on their Spanish feed. So do you realize how you're being manipulated? And both sides do this, but so you care so much about the trans community, but you don't care if it would upset these people. You only want to say it to these people that you think will be more receptive, which is still a bad political gamble because you got like 70% of that crowd that also cares about Easter.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear they're waking up to it enough to, you know, hold back on that Spanish language tweet, but yeah, that's a huge blind spot.
Oh, wow.
Got some amazing poll results back. It's billed as the most terrifying poll result I've ever seen. That seems a little hyperbolic to me, but it is really revealing about certain Americans.
Oh, and I forgot to get to the sleep hack that will change your life.
It won't. Oh.
The sleep hack that will change your life, it won't, is coming up.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Broccoli freckles are the new beauty hack we never saw coming. This is where bronzers and eyeshadows are applied to broccoli florets, then stamped to the face, which leaves tiny dots that resemble freckles. It is amazing what we will do with vegetables to avoid eating them.
So that was a beauty hack. This is a sleep hack. And all these things are designed to get a certain number of clicks. And the never-ending... It's not a 24-hour news cycle anymore. We should call it like an hour news cycle. You just try to get clicks like this hour.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's a never-ending, constantly renewing clickathon.
Yeah. The insane sleeping hack that works wonders. Best sleep of my life. The only reason I really bring this up is... some girl, and of course she's really cute, because that's how you get all the clicks. She's a content creator. That term just annoys me, but good for you if you've figured out a way to actually make a living doing this stuff. Viral video with 19 million views in her sleep hack where you tie your sweatshirt around your head.
Oh, for goodness sake.
She sleeps the best she's ever slept. How many of the clicks are just because she's cute? 18.9 million of them?
Mostly. So I don't understand. She like ties it around her head like it's a headband or the arms? Want to know? I mean, obviously.
It involves placing the crew neck part over your eyes and around your head, leaving your nose and mouth exposed and wrapping the sleeves underneath your chin.
So you're wearing it upside down like a hat.
It's known
and
as
a scarf.
It's known as swaddling, similar to what you do to an infant, and the tightly wrapped fabric creates a sense of security and comfort. Which actually kind of made me think, I wonder if that's true. I wonder if I get kind of that baby feeling if I wrap something tight around my head and I sleep really good. Doctors, however, caution that if you not leave a big enough...
Oh, no, they don't.
If you do not leave a big enough hole to breathe through, you could die.
You know what? If that happens to you, the herd is better off. I'm sorry, is that cold-hearted?
What? If you tie something around your head and pass out and die? Yes. Yes, I would say we're better off without you.
Yeah, I think I read somewhere that human beings will wake up and not die. Yeah.
I forgot to leave a mouth hole. Oh, what do I do? Take it off? Oh, thank God you were here.
So from the Department of Hot Chicks handing out phony health advice that includes phony cautions from non-existent doctors, we bring you this story. This is called the most terrifying poll result I've ever seen. We don't have time for it this hour. Perhaps we can get to it next hour. Also next hour, we're going to talk to the fabulous Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer who's defending women in sports and defending women's places like locker rooms and prisons and that sort of thing from dudes who claim they're women getting in, which is an absurdity, and nobody would ever let that happen.
Well, did you see what the state of Wisconsin did yesterday?
I did. Yep.
Absolutely amazing. Yep. So the governor vetoed a bill that would have created three categories for sports, men's, women, and trans, and he vetoed it because that'd be, I guess, too transphobic or something?
Exactly, yeah. He vowed he would not sign any bills that would negatively impact LGBTQ plus Wisconsinites. So women, just know this. The progressives are picking mentally ill, confused dudes over women and girls. So little girl gets a volleyball spiked in her face by some big, strong man, knocks her teeth out, knocks her unconscious. There's a young girl who still is suffering neurological problems from that very thing. No, Wisconsin, the governor of Wisconsin, Tony Evers, is choosing that man's ability to spike the ball in your daughter's face over your daughter. It's as simple as that.
So you've seen that video where that trans woman, it's a guy, spikes the ball into that girl's face. Oh my God, she goes down. That's brutal to watch.
Yeah. It's obscene. And again, this will be looked back upon as a time of insanity and just indefensible wrongness.
I feel like when this ends, it's going to be just a flood of it. Somebody is going to have the courage to say, I think the king's naked. I don't think the emperor is wearing any clothes. And then everybody's going to say, thank God. And it's just, I feel like it's just going to end like one afternoon.
Yeah, it's happening to a large extent. It always shocks me when I'm reminded that there are woke types like Tony Evers of Wisconsin who are still down with the most insane outer fringe of radical gender theory. But it's good to be reminded because, I mean, for instance, your local university is probably 90-10 that. They're probably saying, way to go, Tony Evers, you're so brave, like 90% of the faculty.
Right. It's lasted longer than I thought it would.
It is almost worth seeing unfold as an example of the extent to which human beings can be bullied, misled, and just confused into saying, well, they keep saying if I am against this, I'm a bad person. I don't want to be a bad person. They seem to be smart and educated, so I'll either agree with them or not say anything.
Well, Riley Gaines has been violently opposed just for speaking at universities about, hey, I think guys shouldn't compete against girls.
Yeah, which is one of the primary reasons we are lending our full support to Ms. Gaines, chatting with her in a few minutes.
Cool. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Every single day, the news flow, it never ends. The one-hour news cycle.
Armstrong and Getty.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.